going on in purpose, and I will have to tell you, I know many of you have seen that movie National Treasure at the end there where they kind of get down in that vault room with that treasure and they think that they've hit the room with all the treasure in it until they took the oil and lit it up and there went the fire and shot all the way through all them chambers and it was just like it was infinite. Well, I'm telling you, I don't know, but this purpose is infinite. Praise his name. So we're going to venture in tonight to this glorious 24th chapter of Genesis, and we'll discover by his grace some more layers of purpose. Let's remember this. In the New Testament, that word purpose, it's defined as the shewbread, and then to set in plain view. I think of how God brought us into this study upon purpose. He took us through that study of the tabernacle. And let us not forget that golden table of shewbread in that holy place, what it meant to us and what it means to us. And we thank God it was that holy place that once you stepped from the outer court into that holy place, you were stepping in out of the age of law and into that age of grace. And you were stepping into the church age. And you stepped through that curtain. Everything was brass in that age of law, and everything was gold in this wondrous age that we're in. And we're met with all of this wealth, all of this exceeding riches, all of the riches of his glory. It's all there for us. Praise God. And we thank the Lord that it is in that place that immediately all the light, all the knowledge, all of the knowing that you'll ever receive in that holy place is caused by that golden candlestick, that wondrous Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, you cannot see the wealth, the treasure in the church age. You will not see it. You need that power, that infilling of the Holy Ghost, that enlightened eyes of understanding, the one that Jesus said, I'll send him to you. He's been with you. He shall be in you. And he'll guide you into all truth. He'll lead you into all of these riches. He'll take the things of mine, all the riches, and he'll show them unto you. He'll show you what you have in Christ in you, my life in you, what the Father has graced you with in me. And so this golden candlestick, which enlightens everything, the very first thing that you notice that it enlightens is that table of shewbread. That golden table, it shines that light right upon that table. The emphasis of the necessity, how vital it is for us to feast upon the word of his grace, upon that golden doctrine, that doctrine of ruling and reigning jointly together with Jesus Christ. That's the shewbread. And from that shewbread, the purpose continues to be exalted with him as the cherubim in the Holy of Holies to be set in plain view. For all to see his glory crowning him forever. And praise be to God, that's the purpose. And this is the purpose that we go on with tonight. So here in Genesis 24, let's go ahead and read verses 1 through 4. And it says, And Abraham was old, well stricken in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. Now, see that word put? See that word put in verse 2? Yep, you guessed it. Purpose. It is. That is the same word, the same meaning. It's the same word in the Hebrew as we studied not too long back where it said, and Daniel purposed in his heart. And we thank God there's the purpose. Put thy hand, I pray thee, under my thigh. So, this purpose here in the Old Testament, it's very similar in meaning to the New Testament, but I love how the definition goes on. That word purpose means to transform. Transform. That word purpose means to set up in place, in plain view. The same as the shewbread and to set in plain view. It also means to bring it to pass. Purpose. Purpose. Transform. Set in place to bring it to pass. So hallelujah, we say here, the Father requires this of his servant. This is exactly what we've read. The Father requires the Holy Ghost to make an oath. There's an agreement here. There is a covenant to fulfill the Father's purpose. That's what was going on when those two would put their hand under one another's thigh. It was a promise. It was an oath. They swore to one another. And this was a covenant that was being made, praise God. And it would fulfill the Father's purpose. And what was that purpose? Go into my country and bring my son a wife out of my people. Praise God. That's exactly where we are at today. This is again those hidden things, the mystery made plain to us, that the Holy Ghost has been sent by our Father to find that wife out of his people for his son. And we thank God for that. How clear to the light the Lord has made this to our eyes and hearts. So the Father's purpose from the beginning, we can think about many scriptures. I thank the Lord, as it said, as they were speaking there in beginning, it's not good that man should live alone. I thank God that was the Father's purpose. The Father's purpose, I desire and seek the true worshiper that worships him, my son, in spirit and in truth. This is that same purpose. The Father's purpose, his son will have a people for his name's sake. Amen? Praise be to God, his purpose. Turn on over to Ephesians chapter 1. Continuing on with this, God willing, if the Lord tarry, we will be in this verse sometime and we'll have a wondrous table spread, once again, the faithfulness of our God. But in verse 11 of Ephesians chapter 1, it says there, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose. Isn't that something? You are predestinated according to the purpose. Praise the Lord. Of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. This is this covenant. This is the bridal covenant right here. This is the covenant, praise God, that was made between the Godhead in beginning. The Father's plan, the Father's purpose, the purpose of the shewbread, the purpose of that feasting, that this would be set in plain view for his son. The crowning, praise God, that will happen soon. Praise the Lord. When his son takes that throne as God, it says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is God. He will bring forth that one that will be made known to all. I love her. I love her. And he will make them of the synagogue of Satan to come and to bow and to worship before her feet. She will be set in plain view, for that is the one that dined with him at that intimate little golden table, that shewbread table for two. So we thank the Lord for this. But this is that covenant, that the son would have a wife out from among the people of God. Notice, the bride is not coming out of the world. The bride is coming out of the church. You don't twist the words, just read them. Allow the Holy Ghost to encourage you in it. The wife for the Lamb will come out of his people. Wherever it has been throughout the Word of God, whether it's the virtuous woman, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. The whole village didn't go to the well to meet the servant in this wonderful 24th chapter. It was one woman from that family. It was appointed. That purpose was predestined. She was predestined for that purpose. There wasn't going to be any other woman at that well. It was Rebecca. There wasn't going to be anybody else. It was going to be you. It's the same purpose, praise God. And we have been predestined for his purpose. Praise the Lord. That's grace. That's mercy. It was there for all. And remember this, whom he foreknew. This isn't something where some got it and some didn't. It was for all. But this is God who has what's called foreknowledge. That means he knows everything. He knows everything. He's known everything from the beginning. He never guessed it. He knew. He knew you in his son in ages past. He knew our hearts. He knew who would enter into this. Praise be to God. And I'll tell you what, you just thank him. Quit trying to understand why. Get over that. Get over yourself. You know why. Grace. 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 I don't need to say, oh, I can't believe why he chose me. Why? I know why he chose me. Grace. He told me that. He told me exactly why he chose me. And you. I'll have grace upon whom I'll have grace. I'll have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy. Amen? Okay, it's settled. It's a grace thing. So we thank God, and we thank God, and we thank God. Amen? Amen. All right. So we have this beautiful covenant for this wife to come out from his people. Now, go on over to Colossians chapter 1. We go back and forth. And back and forth, just reading the love letters again and again and allowing the Holy Ghost to speak these to our hearts. And you know, as we read this, let this just soak in further and further, brothers and sisters, this love and grace that we have been given. Amen. Let's not just say, oh my, that brother, he's over there again. Let me tell you something. If I don't continue to go over here, that's when you worry. And but for the grace of God, I'll tell you what, we're going to stay right here. This is where our camp is till he come. Praise his name. Now, in verse 25, Paul says, wherefore I am made a minister. Amen? He was and is, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you. Not given for the world, not given. This is so specific. This is you. This is for you. To fulfill the word of God. It was given to me for you to complete Jesus. And that's exactly what that means. That's exactly how that reads. Praise be to God. Fulfilling, completing the word of God. The word of God is Jesus. This bride, his wife, completes him. Thank the Lord. This is for you. This is you. This isn't will you marry me. This is you will marry me. Praise be to God. Thank him. Get there. Hallelujah. Praise him. And it says, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages. So see, this has been hid. This fulfillment of the word of God, this encouragement, this dispensation, this mystery has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. And that is so critical and huge to really understand here is that this mystery was not made known to unbelievers. So right there, we understand that this, when it's meaning the Gentiles here, we're talking about saved Gentiles. Can we get there by faith? I mean, this is exactly what this says. If it was that the Gentiles could be saved, then we're talking about unbelievers again. This was given to the saints. This is given to the people of God. This is exactly the purpose that we've been reading about tonight. I am going to send my servant. He has promised to me he's going to take a wife and bring her out from among my people, out from among the saints, to my son to be his wife. Praise the Lord. This is exactly it. This is the purpose made known unto us by the Holy Ghost. So there it is, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. And what is that? To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory. Not what are the riches of his glory, but what is the riches of his glory. What is that? Is this mystery in you. This is the mystery in you. That's what it is. It's not what the riches are. It's what the riches is. It's in you. It's this incredible inheritance for him that's in you. It's this life of his son, fully grown up, praise God, in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise the Lord. And continue to praise him till he come. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance, or this inheritance, in the Gentiles, or among the Gentiles, which is Christ. He goes back and says it again, in case you don't get it the first time, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that's whom we preach. Aren't you thankful? That's whom we preach. We just step right into there. By the grace of God, we follow Paul as he followed Christ, whom we preach. Amen? Warning every man, teaching every man. I believe everyone that comes in here is hearing the same thing. We don't divide them up, do we? We don't size people up and say, let's see how many people we can get in this church. Well, let's have 22 pastors, because there'll be some that believe in eternal security and some in this. And that's how mega churches do these things. Just telling you, you never give the people what they want to hear. You preach the word. You preach the word. God will bring in those that want to hear that, that he has given an ear to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And I'm praying by the grace of God, and I believe it, that this is one wondrous church, a little part of that church of Philadelphia. Hallelujah. And I thank God for it, and we will stand in it all by his grace. So it says, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom. Isn't that something? It's not all works or all good deeds. Wisdom. You need to know this. You need to know your birthright. Praise God. To have this wisdom, that we may present every man perfect, complete, fully mature. Hallelujah. Fully finished. Grown fully, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. Man, it's just marvelous. And this is exactly what this purpose is. And we're thanking God tonight that he's purposed this for us to be for him. This grace, this great grace that we've been given, what we have been made for him and to him, his joy, his rejoicing, and his complete desire. That's who you are in Christ. You're it. Every bit of his wealth is right here. Right here, praise God. And in those that will receive this precious truth. Thank you, Lord. I know it doth not yet appear. And that's the best part of it all. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go on back. Look at verse 9. Do you remember there? We saw that word again, didn't we? So we saw up there in 2 where Abraham, he told that servant, he said, now you put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh. We're going to have a covenant here. Now, what does the servant respond to in verse 9? It says, and the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swear to him concerning this matter. I mean, that gives me chills. Do you know the Holy Ghost is sworn to get you?
Praise the Lord.
If these are the hidden mysteries made known to us, I believe these are. I don't think these are just stories written in the Old Testament, were they? The Holy Ghost swore that he'd get us. Praise God. It's all right to get excited on a Wednesday night. Get over your tiredness. It's time to go. But that's it right there. You see the word put? He put his hand. There's your purpose. The Holy Ghost purposed with the Father. And he swore concerning this matter. The Holy Ghost swore. The power of his might has sworn. Why do you think it says to know him in the power of his resurrection? This is what he swore. This is what he swore. I'm going to bring her up. I'm going to raise her up. I'm going to grow her up. I'm going to bring her up. I'm going to raise her up and meet the bridegroom in the air up. Praise the Lord. This is how powerful to know him in the power of his resurrection. This is the purpose. Praise be to God. And he swore concerning the matter, your son will have his wife. I will seek her out and bring to him the goodly pearl. How can we read these things? I will take all the things of him and give it unto her. Isn't that what the Holy Ghost does? Yes, he does. All truth and all love shed abroad, I will bring to her. I will give to her. I will freely give her everything of yours, Father, and it's all in your Son. Now, do you see how all these scriptures, they just come to light in this purpose? I just praise God for it. It is. It's just all there. We thank the Lord. It's by the Holy Ghost revealing these things to us. And it's just made so plain. Praise his name. Now, finally, we get to the place of the purpose upon the bride. So we've had put your hand under my thigh. That's what the Father said to the Holy Ghost. And then the Holy Ghost put his own hand under there and says, oh, I swear I'll bring her. I'll swear to this matter. With joy unspeakable and full of glory, I'll swear. With the power, hallelujah, that I am. Praise God, I'm going to bring her. So the purpose now is going to be upon the bride. The Holy Ghost now is going to speak in such solemn reverence and joy of this purpose fulfilled. Turn on over to verses 47 and 48. And it says there, and I asked her, and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, from Milcah, bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshiped the Lord. And blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. Wow. I'll tell you, he gets really down to the core of he was taking her from the family. She wasn't going to come forth out of anything but the family of God. Isn't that beautiful? But he put the earring upon her face, and he put the bracelets upon her hand. Now, we understand this purpose upon her, the earring and these bracelets, the adorning of the bride. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. It's grace. It's that mercy. It's all the things of Christ. That's what it says as we began this whole story. When the servant is sent out, he has all the things of the master's son in his hands. And the reason he does is because he has the betrothal of marriage of the son to the wife or to this woman. There isn't anything greater. Everything he has is in the hands of this servant. Everything he has is in the hands of the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is ministering to us the proposal to be the Lamb's wife. There isn't anything greater. That's everything. To be the Lamb's wife is to share in everything with him. If all things are his, and yet then he says all things are yours and all things are for your sake, you understand what this is speaking of. This is speaking of the oneness of a husband and wife. The oneness, just as Ahasuerus had to explain to Esther, honey, what's mine is yours. It's just ours. You have everything. You are the kingdom. That's exactly what Solomon was saying about Abishag. If you take her from me, I don't even have a kingdom. She's it. She's all the inheritance. She's my glory. That's why the Holy Ghost has everything. People would say, oh, well, how could he have everything? He couldn't fit that on the camels. Yes, he did. He had the proposal of the master's son. That's what you have. He'd given you everything. Praise the Lord. We've got it all. We really do. Lord, help us to have a thankful heart. Praise the Lord. But the treasure of the Father was given to her, bestowing the riches of his glory on his vessels of mercy. Praise the Lord. She was predestined to meet at the well. It wasn't for anyone else. And I know we've all wondered, well, why didn't somebody else come with me? Why didn't another family member or my best friend or whoever it was? It was that grace and mercy. He knows the heart. This is God we're speaking of. He's not going to mill around. He's very focused. You talk about specific. He said, I will accomplish it in the thing that I have sent it to. It's there for all. But we're talking now the one that will receive it. It will come forth. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. I believe I'm with a bunch of saints here that you know that the Holy Ghost is completing a matter for the Father, Son. Oh, hallelujah. And notice here, I love how it says, as he say there, verse 48. It says there, the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way. Isn't that something? The very power of his might. See, the Father's plan, the purpose, the passion, the power, everything about it, it's the right way. It's the right way. That led me in the right way. That's the only way. That's the only gospel. That's the bridal message through the infilling and the leading and the fullness of the Holy Ghost. It will not be any other way. The filling, the leading, and the fullness of the Holy Ghost. It will be no other way. So, it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? That the Father, he didn't just place his hand. He put his hand. He purposed his hand. It was an oath with the servant. It was that solemn. This purpose, this agreement of the Godhead for the wife, for his son. Think about how beautiful this is. That this wasn't just something that God had spoke. This is purpose. This is oath. This is solemn. This was every bit of the working of the Trinity. You talk about the power. Hallelujah. That's what you're loved by. This love wherewith you're loved. He purposed it in oath with the servant. He purposed it in ages past that his son would be found a bride by the servant out of his people. The Father has purposed the Holy Ghost that he will find the true worshiper, that he will find the namesake, that he will find the first love, the virtuous woman, for his son. And brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, here you are. Here you are in 1 Timothy, matter of fact, too. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, let's close up our rejoicing with this. 1 Timothy chapter 1, let's read verse 9. Who hath saved us? And called us with a holy calling. That's separated out. We have been separated out unto him. See, that's a Rebecca at the well calling, isn't it? with a holy calling. Praise the Lord. Not according to our works. Total grace. Total mercy. Total predestined for the purpose.
Amen.
Amen? But according to his own. Oh, well, looky there. We got back to purpose again, didn't we? You see what he called you for? You think you are for the good pleasure of his will? You think you're the very ecstasy of the Godhead, making oaths in ages past, and the Holy Ghost swearing, I'm going to bring her home? Oh my. But according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Now move on down to verse 11. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. All right. Going down to verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. And remember this as we close tonight. That word dwelleth, it means to cohabitate. That word dwelleth means the spouses. So it's the keeping by the Holy Ghost of the spouses in us. It's the cohabitation in us. It dwells in us. It's so clear, it's so real, it's so overwhelming in the love and the passion and the purpose, praise be to God, that is for us. And by grace may we believe. And may we be strong in the grace. May we be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. May we just rejoice and believe. Amen? Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I think we'll be out in the Nile in a basket, maybe, God willing, next Wednesday for some more purpose. But maybe, I don't know. Maybe we got to get to Jacob first. We'll have to see. Tell you, we're going at warp speed right now. Praise be to God. Let's stand and be dismissed.